Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So, what do we have for you this week? Well, there's been some changes in Larry's life, and recently he's been sporting a pinky ring. And,
damn straight.
And so, he's been having this gruff attitude. Now, you know, he's had some issues with some people at work, and...
Not anymore.
Friends that have bullied you, Larry.
Not anymore. I'm spinning things around.
Right. So, why don't you tell them how the pinky ring came to be?
Well, it's like a symbol of power. You know, I mean, I know you had issues with my gangster look that I was doing, you know, with the whole tracksuit and the gold and stuff.
I was getting used to it.
Yeah, well, I'll admit that's kind of lame, you know, because... I felt like, you know, it wasn't believable. Like, people still, I still got picked on a little bit, you know? So I thought, yeah, gangster, you know, maybe it's intimidating, you know, and you don't get picked on as much or whatever. But I just thought, you know what, I'm taking this to another level. You know, and you look at guys that you think about, you got like your Al Capone and your Buffalino and those guys. What do you see? You see attitude, you see pinky ring, you see control.
Well, he is watching The Sopranos on TV, just so you know.
Yeah, well, you learn stuff, you
right,
know?
Right.
You don't see those guys getting bullied. Everybody's afraid of them.
They are. They really are.
That's right.
You can't mess with the mob. So, yeah, so Larry is, you know, you might want to change your button-down flannel, though, Larry. I don't know if a pinky ring goes with a button-down flannel. They wear suits. The Soprano guys.
Hey, this is just my loungewear. If I go somewhere important where I got to make a statement, you'll see. I'll shine up like a new penny.
Yeah.
Bling, bling.
Well, you know, I thought I was impressed by certain things that I've seen on TV, like when I watched Flashdance and I wanted to be a dancer. And I am a good dancer. You know that, Larry. I am.
Yeah, that twerk was something.
Oh, God. Yeah, my hips never recovered from that. Anyway,
yeah.
That's a young person's game right there, you know. But we could do the cha-cha. We could do things, Larry.
Well, intimidating gangster thing, that doesn't have to be age limited, you know.
No, it's not.
Some of those guys were feared up into their 70s. People were still terrified of some of these guys, you know.
I think they were even older than that.
They were controlling people from the clink.
Did you watch the movie? I heard you paint. No, I read the book. I heard you paint houses. And then there was a movie with Robert De Niro, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was based on the book.
Yeah, I forget, but.
Yeah.
Still, you know the concept, you know?
I know the concept. I know the concept really well. Well, you know, this is what Larry wants to do. This is who he is. Things change. You know, you would think you're a Gemini like me, Larry, but you're not.
No.
You know, but I'm always thinking of new ideas and being creative, but hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Don't worry. I won't wind up in the clink. It's
good.
A lot of it's for, it's, you know, kind of for show, but.
Yeah, you don't want those bullies. Picking on you anymore.
It's about attitude.
That's
know?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is our podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Goodbye.
Peace out.